morning, good afternoon, or good evening. I have no idea what time it is when you're hearing this broadcast because this is Galganov.com on the radio. It's on the internet, actually. So there's no CRTC, there's no FCC, there's just you and me, the way radio really, really ought to be. Today, as I'm taping, it's Tuesday, September the 27th, the day after the big debate. That was, well, it turned out to be the big fiasco. It was a disaster. It was an absolute disaster. I sat up and I watched this whole damn thing, and I was cursing as I was watching it, and then I was cursing some more afterwards while I was watching Fox News and Megyn Kelly and the rest of them laugh and have a wonderful time at the expense, not of Donald Trump, but of the tens of millions, the many tens of millions of people who are putting so much faith and confidence and hopes in this man that he'll be able to end the horrible onslaught that the politicians have unleashed upon the people of the United States of America and upon, well, the rest of us. Now, as a Canadian, I've got a lot of skin in this game, too. We all have a lot of skin in this game because in spite of what anybody thinks, how America goes, the world goes, and certainly how America goes, Canada goes. And we have an absolutely horrible Prime Minister in Justin Trudeau. I can't even think of a way to describe how bad he is. And the only hope we have that he's not going to absolutely and totally wreck this country is if someone like Donald Trump becomes the President of the United States of America. And as such, he would put common sense into governance and he wouldn't become literally a partner in crime with Trudeau as Hillary Clinton will be in terms of a new world order or a global government or a one world government. I watched Donald Trump. He made a lot of good points last night, but we hear these points all the time. But what he didn't do, he didn't go after Hillary Clinton. He could have put her down for the count. He could have just finished her off right then and there last night, but he didn't do it. And he didn't do it because I think there's far too many people who are now telling him that he's got to be more presidential. He's got to tone down his tone. He's got to watch what he says. He can't attack her. He can't look mean. Well, you want to talk about mean? In a field of snakes, she might be the most venomous snake in the field. Mean? This woman is tied to some of the most nefarious criminal acts in American history. Mean, she's defined the word mean. And the people who are around Donald Trump and all the so-called brilliant media and the pundits who all know better, they know so much better that they'll never run, they'll never put themselves forward, they'll never put up their own money, they'll never put up their own reputations, but they know better. They know everything. And they've convinced Donald Trump that he's got to be a nice guy. He can't be Donald Trump. Well, let me tell you something. If he has another evening in the future like he had last night, it's all over. It'll be Madam President, not Mr. President. She will win the White House by default. And the default is because the people are too stupid, because the media are so utterly corrupt that they stand for nothing, absolutely nothing, other than the demise of the American dream. It's really not more complicated than that. It's not going to be a long editorial today because, first of all, I'm tired. I stayed up really late last night after the debate, watching a rehash of the debates, watching a lot of what the pundits had to say. I read a lot late, like after 1 o'clock in the morning. And then I didn't sleep. I was sort of like half asleep, half awake all night, rethinking this debate, rethinking all the mistakes Trump made, not because of the things he said, but the things he didn't say. And I was really upset with how he defended himself. You know, who gives a damn about his income taxes or tax returns? No one cares but the pundits. And why did this jerk moderator keep bringing it up and then spend all this time arguing with Trump over his tax returns? It's no one's business. There's no requirement under law for anyone to release their tax returns. There's no requirement at all. So just don't defend yourself. Just say it's none of your business. End the story. Move on. And if you want to fight about tax returns or about financial things, all Trump had to say is, I'm not going to give you my tax returns, but I'm going to ask you for the returns on the or the audited statements on your foundation. It's worth billions of dollars. Here's Hillary Clinton, never built a damn thing in her life. I don't know if she ever produced anything in her life. I shouldn't say that. I know she hasn't. She's worth $250 million, her and her husband. And Trump didn't touch it. He didn't touch Benghazi. He didn't really touch the emails. He didn't touch the fact that she lied to Congress. She lied to the American people. He didn't touch any of that. Why not? It's because people had convinced him he's got to be more presidential. Well, more presidential might keep him out of the presidency. I'm Howard Galganov. This is Galganov.com. This is radio on Galganov.com, where there's no FCC, there's no CRTC, there's just you and me, the way radio really, really ought to be. Until the next broadcast, I hope we all have a better day. Take good care.